My name is Karen Burkett. This is the Miami Herald Friday Business Report. This coming Monday, the Miami Herald will publish a list of CEO compensation for 25 of South Florida's largest publicly traded companies. Executive pay has been on the rise for the last few years. And no surprise, local CEOs have been handsomely rewarded as well. Besides a salary, compensation can include bonuses, stock options, and paid expenses like the use of a company's private jet. The Miami Herald's economy writer Doug Hanks found a way to see if South Florida executives are actually earning their keep. How'd you do that, Doug?
Well, first I should say it's really Global Governance Advisors, which is a compensation consulting firm. They've got a Miami office. They get paid by companies to say how much should we pay our CEO. And they have a formula that looks at the traditional question, which is how well is a company rewarding its CEO? And they compare that to how well the company has rewarded its shareholders.
Let's look at a concrete example. Stuart Miller is the CEO of Lennar, the home building company based out of Miami. He makes close to $13 million in total reported compensation. So is he worth it?
It's a good question, because if you assume a 60-hour work week, he's making about $4,000 an hour.
Wow.
Got to be really adding a lot of value to your company. At the same time, Lennar leads all the other companies when it comes to shareholder return. The stock has basically doubled in the past year. So by this ranking, Stuart Miller is worth $4,000 an hour, because while he is better paid than every other CEO in the region, his company's shareholders were also better rewarded than every other company in the region.
We are a growth-driven economy. That means construction and folks moving here. So is Lennar doing so well because of the rebound in the housing market?
Well, Lennar enjoys the scoring that every entity involved with real estate is enjoying right now, which is you're coming out of not a hole, a canyon. As things bounce back, there's naturally going to be growth. But Lennar gets a lot of credit for being fairly tough on the way down, shedding inventory, getting rid of land at rock bottom prices, and really managing its cash well.
The technology company Citrix Systems in Fort Lauderdale, their CEO is Mark Templeton. By the shareholder return measurement, he's not doing as well as Mr. Stuart Miller. Why?
Citrix is a very well-regarded company, has not had as much growth on the stock price as the other companies. It's a good time to bring up the criticism of this sort of scale, which is, should a company really be worried about getting its stock price up a significant amount in 12 months? Is that really the kind of long-range horizon that a company should be aiming for? But on this scale, Citrix CEO Mark Templeton paid about $11 million for the year. So Citrix does not fare as well on this scale in terms of matching shareholder return to CEO compensation.
So for the listener who's not a shareholder, which is most of us like me, like you, why should we pay attention to how these companies in our own backyard are paying their CEOs?
A lot of these companies get government benefit. And certainly during the bailout, a lot of risk was taken on by the public to save a lot of these publicly traded companies or enhance their earnings. And there's a lot of people saying this should not even be allowed. There should be some sort of penalty for a CEO to be paid so much. But on a broader context, I think it really does go into the flat-out gap between the very rich and the working class.
Thank you, Doug.
Thanks for having me.
You can read the entire CEO compensation report in this Monday's Miami Herald business section. From the WLRN Miami Herald newsroom, I'm Karen Burkett.